It is Dean with you on Classical Mornings, and it is Friday, the 2nd of May. And so because it's Friday, we have the privilege of talking to Mark Glassman, who is our film critic here on the New Classical FM. And I think we're going to talk about Hot Docs today. Is that right, Mark?
Yes, it is. This is the last weekend of Hot Docs, so back as a 10-day festival, Dean, and it's been going very, very well, surprisingly well, I've got to say. It's a stripped-down festival down to slightly over 100 films. It usually was at 200 before,
a smaller industry
component as well. But still, the response from the audience has been amazing. There have been lineups. People have been coming in and just enjoying documentaries, as they seem to have always done, you know, Dean, for decades at this point.
That's so
a comeback, you know.
That's great.
As I observed in my writing on this, the Leafs came back this week, and of course the Liberals surprised a few people, and now here we are with Hot Docs, kind of a hat trick, if you will. Surprise events. So, a lot of great films, and I thought I'd mention a few of them, but just to sort of overview thing, I've got to say I've been heartened to see the upbeat nature of this and the fact that although it's a tough world out there for documentary filmmakers, you know, it's hard to be an independent at the best of times, and since COVID it hasn't been as easy. There still are a lot of really great films being made by people for, I guess, smaller and smaller budgets, Dean, but it doesn't look that way. I guess with the new technologies, everything looks pretty good in any case. So, a couple films. I'm going to mention three right away that are films that are on the weekend and that I can recommend highly. One is Agatha's Almanac, a beautifully made film by a Saskatchewan artist, Emily Atkins, about her 90-year-old aunt. So this is something that could be done with CARP as well. We could probably show this film through CARP. It's just this woman who's a Mennonite, has been a single woman all her life, and is funny and fighting and still fiercely independent, a very upbeat kind of look, but not in a false kind of way. You just get a real good sense of who she is as a person, how she grows her watermelons, how she quilts her pillows, what she does. Nothing extraordinarily different. This is not going to match up to Mission Impossible in terms of shocks. But what is wonderful about it is just the sense of who this woman is and how that she's been able to lead this beautiful life in the prairies for 90 years. So, and by a woman who you feel by the end, I'd like her to be my aunt, too.
Just want to run out to Saskatchewan and give her a big hug, do you?
Exactly. Absolutely. Another one, and this is of course, a darker, more dramatic story, is Neshuma. And it's made up of archival footage of Amsterdam in the 1920s and 30s. And it's an evocation of the last generation of Dutch Jews before the Holocaust. And they what they do, which is rather interesting and clever, is that they've created a fictional letter writing between a younger sister writing to her older brother, who's now living and working in the Dutch East Indies, now Indonesia. And so this gives a chance to give it a kind of personal look while we're looking at this incredible footage. It's surprising how much there is of photographs and little bits of cinema, newsreels, home movies that give you a really great sense of what Amsterdam was like back then. Of course, it's a city that actually wasn't bombed much during the war, and so physically it hasn't changed that much. But of course, you're looking at the people, how they're dressed, how they work, what the marketplaces were like. It's very different. And of course, it's the Dutch Jews who, you know, basically were wiped out during World War II. So this is a film that does have obviously some tears and some sorrow to it, but still beautifully well made. And then finally, Ultras, if you're into football, by that I mean soccer, not American or Canadian football, but the Ultras are usually considered to be the crazies, the ones who are like the scary people who are singing and are usually cordoned off in a particular area. Well, a Swedish filmmaker spent time with Ultras in Sweden and in Italy and in Morocco and Egypt and makes the argument that actually the Ultras are in some ways the most amazing people. They're so passionate. passionate. They live their lives on those Saturday and Sunday afternoons, and they are brave and fun and interesting to see. And what's best about it is that it's just beautifully shot, and without any attempt to necessarily humanize any of the people, but just showing the crowds and people interacting, it gives you a chance to take a look at everything from a kind of wide angle photographic perspective. So beautifully done, and a big surprise to me. I didn't think I was going to like this film very much at all, and I ended up thinking this is one of the best cinema experiences in a documentary in the whole festival. So Ultra,
wow.
a bit of a surprise, and the
well,
kind
as
of
usual,
unlikely to see at, yeah. you know, except at a festival.
Mm-hmm. And as usual, you've made me want to see a bunch of films. Now, we have about 30 seconds left, so why don't you give me some quick ones that you think will do well?
Oh, okay. Well, the one I mentioned last week and I think will do well and you will get a chance to see is Parade, which is a new NFB film that takes a look at the lesbian and gay movement starting in the 70s and all the way through. Definitely you'll be able to see it, and it's definitely worth seeing. Mr. Nobody Against Putin, I'm sure somebody will pick this up. It's a wonderful film about a school teacher who decides to work against the he's Russian, and he decides to work against what Putin is doing, documenting things illegally, and then sneaking everything out in the end, almost like a caper film. This one is full of shocks, and it's definitely worth seeing. Mr. Nobody Against Putin, and another one that's also political, and I think will also get picked up, is called Antidote, and it's about the Bellingcat movement who are working against dictators like Putin all around the world, and this is a really wonderfully well-made film about courageous journalists who are speaking truth to power. So those are three that I would recommend highly and that you're likely to see in the future.
Well, thank you very much, Mark. You have a tremendous weekend. Thanks for giving us the insight into great documentary films. And now we're going to jump right into the work of Mozart.